This is UNN Urban Network News with information for and about people of color. Urgency grew when the Sickle Cell Disease Protection Act advanced out of the Georgia Senate Health and Human Services Committee. While the bill still must clear the Senate floor, return to the House, and then go back to the governor's desk, its movement has renewed attention around the fight for equitable support for sickle cell patients and the organizations serving them. They say gas prices should start to come down after the president said there'll be a 2-week ceasefire in the bombing of Iran. The NAACP, the nation's oldest civil rights organization, is calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked against Donald Trump, marking the first time in history that the group has called for the removal of a sitting president. Alfred Street Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia has committed over $1 million to help cover outstanding rent balances owed by residents. Some of Black creators' worst fears about the rise of artificial intelligence may have just become a reality. Influencer and beauty entrepreneur Tatiana Elizabeth called out a white fellow influencer for superimposing her face over her content and attempting to pass it off as her own. Researchers examining the data of over 1,000 women, 509 Black women and 509 white women, found that while there are several significant systematic factors that impact Black women's health outcomes, they actually have a higher rate of developing basal-type tumors, meaning that driving the rates may be less about race and more about tests not being conducted early enough. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News with information for and about people of color.